brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. When we accepted the Lord and received the Holy Spirit, we had the emotion and feelings of the first love. I believe you remember that. I would like to introduce a member's prayer who wanted to have a pure heart before I deliver this message. That pure first love. My faith that sought only for the Lord. My first love. My Lord was my everything. I would like to recover that pure first love. Back then, I just loved the Lord. I was thrilled to look at the cross. When I found the man who was carrying the Bible, he seemed to be my own brother or sister. Whenever I heard there was a service, I just wanted to go there, no matter how far it is. I heard if there is a prayer meeting, I wanted to go there no matter what happened. Whoever I met, I wanted to introduce God, the Lord, and the cross that I met, even though I was a very shy man. I would like to restore that fervent love. I didn't count. I didn't think about anything. I just loved the Lord. Just like Mary Magdalene, who broke the alabaster jar to wash the feet of the Lord. I just loved the Lord. I just missed Him. Just like Zacchaeus, I had that pure heart. It was not stained. I didn't use fleshly thought. I just loved the Lord. I just loved the cross. I loved the church. I loved the brothers and sisters in faith. So I just said yes and amen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I long for that pure first love. Now I pray to become a humble man who is pure, who is not arrogant, just like a child. Brothers and sisters, don't you have this kind of experience? Experience that you did something by the inspiration in your heart. Actually, it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. You had the inspiration in heart, but you used the fleshly thought, so you didn't obey. Later, you found that you lost the chance of receiving answer and blessing. And later, you regretted. You put a delay and delayed and delayed, and you disobeyed. And then you couldn't have no more an inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And eventually had the fleshly faith. Although God, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is very close somewhere in our heart, you felt they are far away from you and had a tough Christian life. Have you? Now, I hope that you can just say yes and amen to whatever you hear as the voice of the Holy Spirit or whatever inspiration you got in your heart. And live a prosperous life. May your life be filled with happiness, joy, and thanks. I wish we all can manage such a Christian life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you read the Bible, you can find Jesus' disciples asking, "Who is the great in heaven?" Then Jesus replied in Matthew 18, verses 3 and 4, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In this world, a child is very low and very weak, but only a man like a child is the greatest and most respected in heaven. So what does it mean to be like a child? Jesus didn't told you to become like some reckless child. He wants you to take the good points of a child. Well, nowadays, children are staying by the world, unlike the children in the past. And their attitude and their words and the surprise in the grown-ups. But this message is not talking about such children. He is talking about children that you can imagine, who are naive, pure, and good. The Lord told us that we gotta serve the kingdom of God just like children, which means we have to resemble the good points, spiritual good points of children in our faith. Only when we become spiritual children like this, we can become great in heaven. Not long ago, a member of my church passed away, so I had the funeral. And then I prayed in church, and I had the imagination that he would stand before the judgment table at the white great throne judgment. So you and I will all stand before that judgment table, and how we were going to stand, that's what I thought. Are we going to be very ashamed and trembling, or we'll be like just proud and so confident, just like the gold medal winner in an Olympic Games? So once I become a spiritual child, then I can become the greatest in heaven. But if I don't like a spiritual child, then I will not enter the kingdom of God. Remember that. So the title of this message is, Truly We Will. I'll tell you, first of all, the characteristics of spiritual children. And then I'd like to introduce some figures of the Bible who were just like spiritual children. And third, I would like to tell you how to become spiritual children and become great in heaven. So first of all, let me tell you the characteristics of spiritual children. First, they are simple. So they just believe in the word of God and they just obey. They are like just the white paper. And we are drawing a picture on it. So children just accept what they learn from grown-ups. Yes, they say amen. Well, when we plant the seed in the ground, we water the plant, water the field. And when we plant seed, it goes easily under the ground and, root out. So think about children. You don't hit your brother. You don't eat much. You gotta listen to your mother. When we teach them, they just learn it. And they just obey. They just do what they were told to do, and they don't do what they were told not to. In a spiritual sense, when we become children like this, when we listen to the word of God, we just believe it and obey as it is. Before we have a heart filled like the heart of spiritual children, we may show different reactions. Say, someone teaches, this is the truth, and this is not. Then, number one, thank you for great explanation. Thank you so much. I received grace. And this one changes over time. Now, number two, he doesn't take it with thanks. He just come up with excuses. Well, I'm sorry for this, number two. And number three, He needs some kind of encouragement. He says, man, he is nagging too much. Why is he saying like that? You know, I'm disappointed. That's number three. And now number four. He needs a lot of love and intercessory fastings and prayer. This is number four. He says, haven't you done anything wrong like I did? He comes up with evil feeling. He is about to stumble. So, pastors, you know, visit him a lot of times to serve him. But spiritual children have very simple heart, like in a gold, I mean, very in a good toil. So, when planted, they gather 30, 60, 100 times of in a harvest. They become pleasure to the shepherd. And we have such members a lot in this church. Abraham had such a heart. So he just believed the word of God and obeyed it. Leave your household and go. And he said amen and obeyed. When God told him to give his only son Isaac as burnt offering, he didn't say anything. He didn't think anything. He just obeyed. He was the best of the best. Since it is the command of good God, there must be a good will of God. He just think like this and obeyed. Spiritual children, just pray without an excuse when they were told to pray. When they were told to rejoice all the time, they don't say, I got so many sad things, how can I rejoice? They don't say so. They just try to rejoice. When they're told to not hate, they don't come up with any excuses. They just love even their enemies. They are spiritual children. To enter heaven, to become great in heaven, we must be like this kind of spiritual children. With simple mind, just learn the truth and just say yes and amen. Just like our Lord did. We gotta say yes and amen to the word of God. Second characteristics. They are pure and they are very sensitive to evil and goodness. Well, children are generally very sensitive and they are very pure, okay? When they are receiving good things, you know, they are happy. When they are sad, they just cry. When they are joyful, they just you know, say loud out. Since they have such a pure heart, when they did something wrong, they feel guilty in their conscience. However, think about grown-ups. They learned what is right and what is wrong, but they were stained by the world. So even though they did something wrong, they are not that feeling guilty. For example, let's say when our clothes is very clean and white, and when there is one dirt on it, then we try to clean and wash it. However, if the clothes is already dirt, even if there is one dirty spot, we don't care, right? So when you have some pureness from your heart due to the worldly things, then even when you commit sin, you become dull and you don't even recognize it is sin. So you just judge and condemn and get jealousy and you convey others wrong things and you lie, but you don't even recognize that you are doing evil. However, once you come into the truth and become spiritual children, you are very sensitive to those goodness or evil. When you see some good things, you easily become emotional and cry. But when you see evil thing, you hate it. Think about our senior pastor. The worldly people don't regard it, you know, evil. But when God says it is evil, then they hate it so much and they try to avoid it and they try not to commit that sin. One day, someone had a conversation with senior pastor. Senior pastor used a tissue, but he didn't put it in a trash can. He just put it on the table. After the conversation, senior pastor got out of the office, and the one who had the conversation with senior pastor tried to put that tissue into the trash can. But senior pastor said, "Well, leave it there." He said, "Well, I want to do it for you." And he put it in the trash can. Then senior pastor said, "The reason he didn't put it in the trash can is it was difficult, but because the trash can was empty and clean, he didn't want to bother the one who cleans the trash can in the office. If he put that trash can into the trash can, then the one who is cleaning the office, you know, should work hard. So considering that man, you know, he didn't put that tissue into the trash can." Senior pastor has lived like this all the time. In a restaurant, when he ordered the dish, even when he, you know, wanted to drink a glass of water, he considered all people around him all the time. He didn't seek for his own benefit. He lived such a life. Well, senior pastor just, you know, lived like that later, but this man, you know, who had the conversation, understood this whole thing in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So, if he had this kind of mind, then he would not make the mistake again, and he would make, you know, rapid spiritual growth. I'm not saying they don't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit due to the fleshly thoughts, but, you know, but church workers who are leading, who are in a leading position, they gotta be, they should be able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And they should live their Christian life in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit all the time and receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit all the time. If we serve others like this with this kind of heart, then we can make very rapid spiritual growth, right? Let's read Luke 16:10 all together. "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much." A senior deaconess right here, many decades ago, you know, testified whenever she prayed, her standard was the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ was her reflection. So reflecting on Him, she tried to correct her posture, attitude, in heart. Whenever she prayed like that, she found so many things to repent of. She once said like that, "You and I want to go to New Jerusalem, and you will surely. You will surely, sooner or later. You will receive the crown of righteousness, crown of gold." So our life must have the standard, which is our Lord and our Shepherd. Just like the Lord and just like the Shepherd, we gotta love our Father God, and we gotta love our souls. And what kind of heart we have before Father God? If we pray like this, then throughout this, in a special prayer meeting, you know, you will receive great grace of Father God, which Father God is giving you right now. I hope you can have a pure heart like, you know, spiritual children's. That we should not tolerate what Father God hates, but we gotta long for only goodness and love Father God and march on toward the sanctification. Then we can come quickly into Spirit and Holy Spirit. Third characteristic of spiritual children is that They are not arrogant, but they are humble. Proverbs 18:12 says, "Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, but humility goes before honor." Children, they do know that they don't have much knowledge and they are weak. So when grown-ups teach them, they don't insist on their own idea. They just accept them. They don't try to conceal what they are short of. They just ask for help. They are not proud. They don't want to be recognized or they don't want to be lifted. One day, I was praying for senior pastor, and then I had understanding about the relationship between me and the senior pastor. I looked at my heart, and I wanted to report what I did good, and I wanted to hide what I did wrong. That's what I realized when I, you know, examined my heart. So whenever I stood before senior pastor, I felt like I'm very, very shy, nervous, ashamed. But when I did something good, then I'm very proud and stand right before senior pastor. But when there is something and I feel short, then I try to hide myself from someone else. Children and father who wanted to share true love, whether they did good or they did wrong, they just show what they are. And when they are short of something, they just ask for good explanation and they receive encouragement or advice and make the chances to change themselves. For example, students got an exam and when he missed some questions, he got to go to the teacher and learn what he missed. But if he does not learn like that, you know, his grade cannot improve. If senior pastor understands what I'm short of, then he will pray for me with love. And just like a mother washes children's dirty clothes, he will lead me in goodness and love into spirit and Holy Spirit. But until when I should hide these things? Then how can I spiritually grow up? That was my understanding in my prayer. So, I repented before senior pastor about, you know, the mind of, you know, hiding things. Senior pastor smiled at me, and what do you think he said to me? He smiled at me and he said, "That's the truth." And he prayed for me with love. Later, I felt like something, dark wall between senior pastor and me was, you know, disappeared. That's what I experienced. And I could feel goodness and love of senior pastor all the better. And I received peace and joy in my heart. And I was united with senior pastor as one. James 4:6 says, "God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Some say, "I got rid of pride before the Lord." However, he feels uneasy when people advise him. Those who truly got rid of pride don't have any ill feelings against those who advise him. He would rather accept that advice with joy and thanks. So, if you have any uneasy or ill feelings, then you cannot say you got rid of that pride. In order to get rid of pride, you should not think something in your position, but you got to put yourself in someone's position. Only then can you make peace with everybody, and you can become holy, and you can live a happy life. Before we changed, I myself had pride at home. In cold day,
oh,
when I, you know, very proud, in a cold day, I received a very cold rice. But when I got rid of, you know, pride and served with humility, then I received a very warm soup and tasty fried eggs with the warm rice. In the church, you gotta get rid of your pride, but respect others. Then you can win their heart, and the kingdom of God will be expanded beautifully. And you can live such a happy life that I experienced. Women's Mission, and its president, the Men's Mission president, are here now. There was a something that we got to do together. Then I usually listen to them. I listen to them. Why? Only then can they manage their job well. Because I don't do that job. They do the job. It is they who do the job. So I listen to them. But if I myself do it, then I just do my way. But so at home, when I am not proud and I'm happy, even before my child, who is a senior in high school, I should listen to her. When I do so, she becomes happy and she studies well. You gotta lose. You gotta listen. Then you can win their heart. If you win their heart, you can do even greater things. I hope you learned from Senior Pastor. For the last 37, 38 years, we've witnessed and we experienced that. We are brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. Next, I would like to introduce the figures of the Bible who received answers and blessings after they became spiritual children. First, as you are preparing yourself for the February Divine Healing Meeting, if you want to receive answer, then I hope you may learn many things from this. First, Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19. She was a tax collector and she was a rich man. She wanted to know who Jesus was, but he was very low, and there were too many people. So he climbed up a tree. Then, you and I all have such a big tree, and we gotta climb that tree up. And Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. He was surprised and he was touched. He said to Jesus, behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much. Then Jesus said in Luke 19:9, today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. If Zacchaeus had used the fleshly thoughts like just the rich man in Luke chapter 18, if it had not obeyed like that, if he had not climbed the tree, if he had not given the half of his possessions to the poor, what would have happened to him? So, you gotta be a spiritual children. Then, when you hear the truth, you can obey it. You can listen to it. And when the Holy Spirit inspires your heart, you will not use your fleshly thought, but you will be humbled before Father God and receive God's answers and blessings. Now, Luke chapter 7, a lady who broke the jar and cleansed Jesus' feet and confessed their love with kiss. And Jesus said, in Luke chapter 7, verses 48 and 50, your sin has been forgiven. And then he said to her, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Well, back then, you know, she couldn't do that job if she had used her fleshly thought. However, when she was inspired, she didn't use fleshly thought. With a pure heart like children's, she just said yes and amen, and she obeyed. So she was praised by the Lord, and she also received a blessing of salvation. If you read Mark chapter 5, verses 25 and onward, you may find a lady who was bleeding for 12 years. She was inspired that she would be healed once she touched the cloak of Jesus. She could have such a thought because she was humble and pure, and she obeyed. Then the Lord said to her in Mark 5:34, daughter, your faith has made you well. So you and I, whenever we have the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in our heart, that we should not use fleshly thought, but we gotta obey. If you do one by one like that, then you can ride on the flow of Spirit. And then you can receive the grace of God and you can recover it. If you do it once, please, let's do it once, at least. Whenever I was inspired like this, and I obeyed, whenever I did that, Father God gave me grace that I experienced. Now, there is a General Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5 and onward. And then a mystery said to him, I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria. So, and then General Naaman, you know, listened to her. He didn't ignore her. Even though he was, you know, loved by his king, he was humble enough to listen to his maid. Even a little one, he listened. What if he had hardened the heart? Then he would have said, what do you know? And he would have ignored her. However, General Naaman prepared offerings and visited Elisha himself. However, Elisha the prophet didn't show himself to General. He ordered his inner servant to tell him that he would be healed once he dips himself into the river of Jordan. Well, Naaman's pride was, you know, hurt. He got angry. So he wanted to go back to his country. But when his servants advised him, he listened to them. He changed his mind and went to the Jordan River and dipped himself there. And what happened? He was healed of his leprosy. And he met God. He received such spiritual blessing. What if he had not had such a childish heart? And what if he had, you know, gone back to his home? Think about Syrophoenician lady. Okay? So Jesus said, if you don't become like children like this, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Brothers and sisters, you can also find the figures in the Bible that who didn't become like spiritual children, who didn't yes and amen to the word of God, who went to the opposite direction. Think about King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and onward. God commanded him, as in 1 Samuel 15:3, now go and strike Amalek and utterly destroy all that he has, and do not spare him, but put to death both men and women, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. God said so because Amalekites stood against God, and they was about to receive the retribution, so it should be done. However, King Saul found a very good oxen, sheep, and camel and donkey. So he wanted to save them, and he wanted to give some of them as offerings to God. He had such fleshly thought. He didn't even capture the king of Amalek. And he wanted to show himself before people by, you know, captured the king of Amalek. So God proclaimed that he would forsake King Saul. His idea, disobedience, was actually came out from his greed and arrogance. It was all from fleshly thought and made him enemy against God. Even though he was arrogant like this, but he thought he was still obeying the word of God. So when Samuel the prophet told him, he didn't repent. And he met miserable death after he kept on using his fleshly thoughts and disobeyed the word of God. In the Old Testament days, God gave His own voice to proper people and delivered His will to other people. But we are living in the era of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is inside the heart of those, you know, God-believing people, and He let us know the will of God. Therefore, if you disobey the voice of the Holy Spirit after you say you believe in God the Creator and Jesus Christ, then you are just like King Saul. He disobeyed God. However, we can find so many people who say they have faith, but they don't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and they don't obey the Holy Spirit's word. They say it's too difficult to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, or they just do things according to their own idea, using their fleshly thoughts. But our Father God, the Creator, is alive, and He is not pleased with those, you know, disobedient people. He is pleased with those who trust God and obey His word. Therefore, it is very important whether we are like spiritual children. I mean, whether we have a very pure and humble heart, or use fleshly thought with pride and, you know, pride and arrogance. It's very important when we stand before the crossroad. Depending on the choice that we make, we can receive God's blessing or not, or we can receive salvation or not. And we gotta learn this. All the time, we gotta look back on ourselves and get rid of fleshly thought and have spiritual thought. Then we can receive God's blessing and eternal life that God prepared for us. So brothers and sisters, think about Jewish people, Pharisees, and high priests who said that they were experts in the Bible. Since they didn't have pure and humble heart like the children's, they didn't recognize Jesus, who was the Son of God, even though He manifested the power of God. He rather put Him onto the cross. But those magi from the east and shepherds who had such pure and simple heart, and Anna the Prophetess, recognized even baby Jesus as the Savior. So, but do you think it's okay whether you become a spiritual child or not? No way. Jesus said, unless you become spiritual child like this, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Remember that. So, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must become a spiritual child. So lastly, let me tell you how to become spiritual children and recognized as the greatest in heaven. First, Through the Word of God and fervent prayers, we got a cast of sin and evil and fill our heart with love. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 says, "For it is sanctified by means of the Word of God and prayer." Through the Word of God and fervent prayers, we got a cast of sin and evil from our heart and fill that heart with love and goodness. And to that extent, we can have a clean heart and pure heart. After senior pastor met the living God and accepted the Lord as his Savior, he put everything into nothing. He knew the Word of God is the only true, and he started to read the Bible. When the Bible told him to do this and he did that, and he didn't do it when the Bible told him to not to do, and he kept what the Bible told him to keep, and he got rid of what the Bible told him to get rid of. He made a note of this. And he sometimes fasted to keep them. Sometimes he fasted 3 days or 7 days. He put the love of the Lord on the cross and in his heart and went into spirit and the Holy Spirit. He explained it in great detail. If we follow the example of senior pastor, I mean, that's what we did, right? And we have changed a lot. Yet, we haven't reached our goal yet. There are ways to go without changing. Completely, we got to come into spirit and the Holy Spirit. And we got to reach the 99.99% of Holy Spirit. And we must reach the point that Father God wants us to reach. We got to do so without ceasing. Most people, after they were born, they learn the untruth from the world and their hearts become stained by sin and evil. Their hearts become filled with arrogance, hot temper, judgment and condemnation, greed, jealousy, hatred, lies. But as they cast off such sin and evil and learn the Word of God and believe it and obey it, then they can have very gentle eyes and can have very pure hearts and minds, and they will have true peace in their heart. And eventually they can make peace with everybody, and they will become holy. And they can finally have a heart of Holy Spirit, which makes him see God. So, brothers and sisters, there is one thing that you gotta think of all the time in the process of filling your heart with love. The completion of the law is love. If we forget that, but if we say we just obey the Word of God, then we will eventually make our own self-righteousness and frameworks and use that to hurt others' heart. Just like Pharisees and scribes in the days of Jesus. They just did the law without love. So what is the difference when people do the law without love and people do the law with love? When they obey the Word of God, but there was no love, what would happen? But what if we keep the law of God with love? There must be a difference, right? Now, doing the law without love, people easily judge and condemn. But with love, since love completes the law, we focus on saving people. Ephesians 6:17 says, "And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." When my mother uses knife, there is a good food. But when a thief uses that knife, it can hurt people. Some people can die from it. When the word of God is not used well, it can make people stumble, which is spiritual murder. You got to understand this. Among my members, someone said, her sister visited, her friend visited her and talked about the word of God. My friend, you go to church, right? But those churchgoers, they learned from the Bible that if people want you to give, then give. So give me money. You go to church, right? Give me money. My member, told me that story. He didn't use the word of God in an improper way. Well, we laughed, right? But if we don't have love in our heart, if we don't circumcise our heart, if we are not sanctified, even I, the servant of God, can seek for my own benefit using the word of God. As I look back my past, which is a very scary thing. We should never do that. We gotta do exactly the opposite. We gotta use the word of God with love. So, we gotta make sacrifice. We gotta take the cross. We gotta show the cross. And that's what our Lord did. So our Lord completed the cross with the word of God. For the last 38 years, our senior pastor has taught us. And he showed example. And you and I should follow that. But if we don't have love, if we don't understand the true meaning of the cross, then we will use the word of God in proper way, and we may hurt others' heart and make them stumble and give trouble to them. But we should never do such a thing. We cannot tolerate that. There was a lady who was caught red-handed. What if we use the law against her without any love and mercy? Pharisees and high priests tried to kill the lady with stone. But what did the Lord say? He said, I do not condemn you either. Go and no more sin. And our Lord died on the cross and redeemed her from her sin. Those who do the law without love and mercy actually judge and condemn those who follow the work of the Holy Spirit and obey the will of God. For example, Jewish people, Israelites, judged and condemned Jesus using their own standard. When Jesus healed the sick people on Sabbath day, they should have thought about the power of God. However, they just focused on violating the Sabbath day. And they just said, since Jesus violated the Sabbath day, they called Jesus a sinner. Therefore, we are children of God. So we should not use the law to judge and condemn others. But we gotta learn from the Lord, who completed the law with love. And we gotta show love in all things we do. Only then can we become spiritual children, and we can be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now, to be called the greatest in heaven, When we give love and when we receive love, we gotta do that in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. There are people, let's repeat after me. Don't count love, but do love in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and obey. Those who are good at counting, when they receive something, they give something. When they give something, they want to receive something back. When he gave grace to someone, then he got to receive something back. When he didn't receive something back, then he feels sorry. Before Father God, I did something, so Father God would give me something. If you expect that like that, then when you don't receive grace, then you feel uneasy. Of course, you got to pay back for the grace that you have received. And you got to believe that God will reward you whenever you do something for Father God. However, instead of this kind of heart of faith, you just worry whether you will not receive what you give. Father God is love itself. So even though sinner repents and asks for forgiveness, He forgives them again and again. Our Lord died not only for His disciples and saved people, He died on the cross also for those who nailed Him on the cross. While He was on the cross, He prayed, "Father, please forgive them." The love that our Father God and the Lord showed to us is the love that we can never measure. Such deep, huge love. Let's read Romans chapter 5, verses 7 and 8 together. "For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We were sinners. Whenever I read it, it gave me great touch. My Lord, He didn't die for me when I was a good Christian. When I didn't know God, when I didn't know the Lord, when I was a sinner, when I was wandering the world, when I committed sin, when I was yet sinner, He died for me on the cross. The fact alone touched my heart. And I received the grace, and you received that grace too. When we truly understand the love of Father God and the Lord, and whenever we think of that love, we cannot but be thrilled. And we can have spiritual love that can give everything we got, even our own lives. If you are such like that, then you will never say, "I'm faithful. Why don't I receive grace?" You will not have this kind of negative thought. But you just want to how to give more and more in the love of Father God. You always think about the grace you received, and you just give thanks and praises. If you have such a heart, then you can possess spiritual faith and you can experience power of God who got no limit. Father God gave us 10. Now you can give 1/10 of it. Now someone can give 5 out of 10, just like Zacchaeus. But there is someone else who can give 9 out of 10. But there is someone who gave 10 out of 10, but he is looking for someone to give to someone. He wants to give and give and give. That's our Father God and the Lord. And we learn their hearts through our senior pastor. So we are so blessed, Manmin. the Lord and the Father God, the Shepherd. We are becoming like that, following the Shepherd. Brothers and sisters, let me conclude this message as I introduce a story that I read from a book. When you give 1.5 times, show your kindness to your customers. Everyone can give one when they received one. But when you give 1.2, then people will say thank you. But if you give 1.5 after you received one, then people will be touched by you, and that make great change. For example, someone, old one, visited your store, and he is asking you, where can I find this house? And there is one who can give one out of one, will just explain and give the direction. Okay, if you go this way and make turn left, and then when you find a electric pole and turn right, and then you gotta make another turn left, then you gotta make another right turn, then ask another person. Then bye. But those who can give 1.2 draws a picture and explain. But the one who gives 1.5 takes the hand of the old man and carries the old man's bag and guides him to the house that the old man was looking for. Then the old man will be touched and introduce the store to people around him. There was a man who ran his store with this kind of mind. And his store became the greatest store in the city of Masan, and he became a great CEO who got great revenue. This was a story of an elder. A Levite member, Levite worker, showed this kind of kindness to people, and the people were touched. Before he came to church, he was working in a micro-ceramic department. And someone came to him, someone called him and then asked for a repairing service of the fountain pen. Actually, that pen should be repaired by some other store, but he told him that if you bring that pen to me, then I will fix it for you. Then the customer visited him and gave him the pen, and he himself took that pen to the factory which can repair it and fix it right away. And that customer was so touched. And that customer was evangelized, and he comes to Manmin Church, and he becomes a great worker. We have such workers in Manmin. And our senior pastor and acting senior pastor and members are so blessed to work with such Levite workers. There are workers. We have such Levite workers like that. Cell leaders, parish pastor, group leader, elders. Most of our elders are like this, right? Right? You are such Levite worker. Let's give the applause of encouragement to each other. It's your story, isn't it? It's your story. I know. It's our story. Let me conclude this message, brothers and sisters in Christ. Under the title of Truly We Will, I told you about the characteristics of spiritual children. They are simple. They just believe in the Word of God and obey it. And second, they are pure and very sensitive to evil and goodness. And I told you about the figures of the Bible who became like spiritual children. Zacchaeus, a lady who broke the alabaster jar, and a lady who had suffering from bleeding for 12 years, and General Naaman. And also introduced the King Saul, and I told you why he was not saved. And lastly, I told you how to become spiritual children and become greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Through word of God and fervent prayer, you gotta fill your heart with love by casting off sin and evil. And second, you gotta do the law with love. And I explained the difference between doing the law with love and doing the law without love. And I also told you that you should not count what you receive. You gotta obey in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit all the time. In this world, people say those with good wealth, power, fame, and honor are called great. But in heaven, such a thing cannot make people great. Only those who are little children are the great in heaven. Mami members should remember Matthew chapter 18 and become spiritual children and recognized as the greatest in heaven. And you should never lose even little ones on this earth. Then you can accomplish the world mission and national evangelization, and then you will stand against the Antichrist, and you will accomplish the sanctuary construction, and you will eventually fill the castle of New Jerusalem. You can make this church such a proud church. This year, we will have 38th anniversary. You gotta work on to achieve sanctification of heart and spiritual love. I hope you can run toward the Canaan land where you can find true peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you can be truly called the greatest and advance into the castle of New Jerusalem.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.